Hi, it's Kath Ann, weekly host of the Homework Help Show. Are you applying to a master's degree, or maybe it's your first time applying to college? This week on episode 17, we talk about how to do your best job in writing those applications and how to get into your ideal university. We discuss being yourself in your application and getting a second pair of eyes to look at it, amongst many other interesting topics. If this applies to you, please join us on the Homework Help Show this week. See you then. Okay, so today we're discussing how to write and apply to universities and colleges. So I'm going to be going back and forth between Instagram Live and my webcam because we do record these for YouTube. So as I mentioned before, my name is Kath Ann. I am the host and top writer of Homework Help's the Homework Help Show, and we do this, it's a weekly live stream that we do. It is about student life as well as academic life, and we try to give you guys tips and tricks to help you navigate student life and being a student and all of that entails. So as I mentioned, this week we're going to be talking about how to really maximize your potential when you are writing applications for university and college. I know that at this point in the year, those applications are starting to come up, and you're also trying to navigate all of the other responsibilities that come along with school, like papers and tests and exams. So I wanted to really give you some support around writing those applications. So this session is great for anyone, really, because I think these tenets kind of apply to both students as well as, you know, when you get into the working world and you start writing resumes and applications, these can apply to there too. So really, this session is great for students who are in high school and they're looking at applying for the first time to university or college, but it's also really great for students who are already in an undergraduate degree and they're looking to apply to a master's program or another postgraduate program, or even a college. So these are just some tips and tricks that we've kind of picked up along the way and some content that we've developed specifically around this topic. So if that appeals to you, please continue to tune in. I won't take up too much of your time, but I do have some really good information for you. So first of all, I wanted to just say that we do host this show on a weekly basis, but last week we took a little bit of a break, but we're back this week and we want to give you some really great content this week. So as I mentioned, as first semester is beginning to ramp up, of course it's going to be the time of year where you have to apply to college. Today there is a lot of weight placed in having a higher education. And sometimes with that means you have to apply to multiple programs following your undergraduate if that is the route that you wish to pursue. Now you might not, you might graduate from your undergraduate or your college degree, or you might even just graduate from high school and go out into the working world. And that is totally fine. But if you do choose to go the academic route and choose to engage in higher education, then you're going to have to apply to some different universities. So if you do have the desire to apply to a master's or another program, I would like to provide you with some information about how to best write these applications, because they can be a little bit tricky sometimes. I'm just gonna have a quick drink of water. So as I mentioned as well, these tips can apply to applying to jobs and applying to university or college if you are a high school student as well. So it's not just specific to people who are looking to go to a master's degree or even a doctorate degree. These tips can really apply to anyone. So I kind of wanted to start off this session by saying, I just want to put this out there that university and college are not for everyone. There was a time when university and college were kind of really pushed as something that everyone had to do. But nowadays there are a lot of other options. You know, I don't dissuade people from pursuing a university or college degree because that education and that experience is absolutely invaluable. But if you're the type of person that doesn't feel compelled to attend college or university, or you feel like you want to wait to decide, definitely trust your gut and go with what you want to do. You know, if you have an amazing entrepreneurial idea that you want to pursue, there's so much opportunity out there now. I would say go for it and pursue it. I was just reading a really great post on Medium about kind of letting go of our cultural definition of success. And the article proposed that we don't all have to follow the same path by going to Ivy League universities or prestigious programs. And sometimes this idea gets pushed that we have to have everything figured out, you know, by our 20s or by 25 or even by 30. And it's just not the case. You can pursue your life's path the way you want to. So if you're feeling frustrated or overwhelmed by the process of figuring out what your future holds, keep heart and know that not everyone has the same path and that you can carve your own path, and it doesn't necessarily have to follow what other people are doing or, you know, fall in line with what North American or Western culture dictates that you need to do. I mean, certainly education is never a bad thing, but there are all kinds of ways to gain an education. Follow your dream. And even if you don't know what that is, start taking steps towards finding out. So that might mean applying to a university degree and getting a little bit of education. Or maybe that means taking advantage of that really great business idea. So whatever it is, move in the direction of your happiness, whatever you think your happiness is going to entail, and the rest will fall in place, I promise. So one of the first steps in doing this is, and I was just having a conversation with my friend about this today, is avoid comparing yourself to other people, because everyone's life is going to look different and you need to make sure that you're doing what is best for you. So I know this sounds like a little bit of a lecture, but this is something that I've been thinking about a lot today and that I just wanted to pass on in case anyone is feeling a little bit down. You know, just keep heart and follow what is best for you. Hello, I see someone jumped on. I don't know who it is, but nice to see you. It's Kath Ann. And today we're talking about how to write strong college applications. But I was just talking about how college and university isn't necessarily for everyone. And you know, oh, hi, Andrew. and if you do feel compelled to do something different, by all means, pursue that dream. And so are you a student currently, or? You're a student. What school do you go to, if you don't mind saying? And what are you taking? Bachelor of Arts or Bachelor of Science? Oh, you're looking to apply to a master's degree in Switzerland. That's exciting. Cool. I think that would be great. You're studying a BA. I think that is a really wise thing to study right now. I think a bachelor, a BA is a great degree to have. Oh, and you're in Croatia. I have a friend who, I'm in Canada, but I have a friend who was originally from Croatia that I went to high school with. So you're looking to apply to, yes, business admin. Yeah, I think it's a really great program to have right now. I think business skills are necessary the way the world is going. So I think that's a really smart idea. And you're looking, are you looking to do a master's in business as well, like an MA? MBA, I mean. Hi, Mandy. Well, I'm glad that you came, Andrew, because we're going to give you some tips about how to apply to school. So hopefully this will be helpful for you. And if you do have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask. So I'm going to jump into the content. I just kind of gave an overview about, you know, if you don't feel like you're the type of person to pursue the academic path, there are all kinds of paths out there. So don't get discouraged. And do follow your dream. Follow what makes you happy. Just undergrad. I just paused because I caught your question, Mandy. What do you mean just undergrad? The tips that I'm giving can apply to either like a master's application or an undergraduate application. And certainly I've applied to, I think, 3 master's programs, so I can definitely share some of my, you know, thoughts on that as well. Yeah, they're both similar. I definitely think that master's programs are a bit more in depth. You're right. So we can talk a little bit about that. Are you thinking about applying to a master's program? Yeah, so, you know, if you do have any questions, I'm not necessarily going to, I don't know everything, but I can definitely share my expertise and share some of my thoughts about my own experience. So, and just so you guys know, I do work for Homework Help. I'm one of their top writers and I host this show. And I also have a background in social work. So I've done quite a few years of college and university as well. So just so you guys kind of know my background, I know that you guys have been, haven't been here. So just to give a little bit of background on myself. So you've already completed your undergrad, and what are you thinking of taking for your master's? So I guess first off, I wanted to just kind of talk about, and I mean, Mandy, this relates to what you're saying, is that every application seems to be different. I don't know if you've looked into many of the applications yet, but I found when I was applying to schools that each school kind of had different requirements. So it's, first of all, it's really important to read the applications thoroughly and understand what the requirements are, because sometimes it can take some time to gather up all the information that is required of the application, and you really don't want to leave that until the last minute. So Mandy, you're thinking of possibly a direct entry nursing program that offers RN and NP accelerated. Okay, cool. Yeah. I think that's a great way to go too. I mean, nursing is always going to be a needed profession, and it's well paid, which it should be, because you're taking care of people's health. And I think it's, just had a connection issue. I think it's definitely, you know, on the rise. Nursing seems to be becoming more popular, and it's rewarding because you get to help people. So that's a really noble profession. So in terms of what I wanted to share with you guys today. So first, the most important part of an application is that you're going to make sure that you're going to want to make sure that you do your research thoroughly. And Mandy, I am talking to you, but I'm also talking to the camera on my computer as well, because we record these sessions and put them up on YouTube. So I am speaking with you. I just don't want you to think that I'm ignoring you. So when you're applying, find out which program most interests you and dig into the criteria which are required of you. So in your application, you can use the information you gain in your research to make a case for being a good fit for that particular university. So some universities, they abide by a specific approach. So for example, when I applied to social work school, I knew that schools like York and Ryerson had a specifically anti-oppressive and critical focus. So when I was writing my applications, I wrote them through that lens. So I had to do some research on, you know, what was critical social work, what was anti-oppressive social work. So it's really important to understand the theories and perspectives that each school promotes in order to determine if it aligns with your goals as a professional and your values. I guess you need the most help with your essay, okay? And do you know what the essay requires, Mandy? Is it like a letter of intent, or is it something that... Sorry, it keeps pausing because of connection. Or is it like, do you need support around figuring out what to write or how to write it? I'm going to keep going because Mandy, I think, has dropped off there for a minute. So, another really great tip is that this is also a really good time to look at potential professors that you would like to collaborate with in terms of research. So if you're entering a research program, particularly if you're applying to a master's, finding professors whose work interests you can really be an asset. So if you go on the website, the school's website, there's usually a section that'll have a breakdown of each professor that teaches at that school and the types of things that they teach about. So the reason that this is really great is because you can use this information, and if you're intrigued by a certain professor, this is something that you can mention in your application, because usually if you're applying to a master's program, they're going to ask you about your potential research, because a master's usually requires some component of research. So they're going to ask you about what kind of research that you are going to produce as a student. So using the name of the professor and kind of drawing on what they've researched, if you don't really have an idea of what your research is going to look like, can be a really beneficial way to kind of get in there and show the university that you're invested in that school and in becoming a student at that school. Another reason this is really great is because schools require research in order to sustain funding and to keep going as a university, and also for accreditation purposes. So this is a very strategic maneuver to mention a particular professor and to discuss what kinds of things that you're interested in researching, because this can look really great for your application, because it shows that you have a commitment to that school in particular and that you have something to invest into that school. So you're not only asking them to take you on, you're showing what you can provide as a student, as a future student of that school. So that is a highly recommended strategy for this process. Oh, the video ended, so I'm going to try it again. I don't know why the connection is not great on Instagram. Anyway. Oh. Try this again. Now I have to type in again what we're doing. Okay, so secondly, it might be tempting to leave your application to the last minute. They can definitely seem daunting because there is a large component of writing to them, particularly if you're applying to a master's degree. But leaving them to the last minute is not recommended. I know that it can seem like a lot of work to do on top of the work that you're already probably doing in your classes. But taking the time to write really strong college applications is just going to be invaluable to you in your future in academia. So often these applications require a certain amount of transcripts, sealed transcripts, and other pieces of information. So maybe you've gone to a few different undergraduate schools. And you might have to track down your transcripts from all of those places. So that takes time because they have to be mailed. A lot of schools will not email or fax, and they require, you know, an official transcript. So it's really important to kind of look ahead and look at what's going to be required of your application and make sure you give yourself lots of time to fulfill those requirements. You will also have to write a letter of intent or some kind of essay component. Sometimes there are ones with different questions to them, so you want to give yourself lots of time, particularly if you're applying to multiple different schools. Different schools can ask different things of you, and you don't want to write the same essay for different schools. It's just not good practice. So I highly recommend giving yourself at least a few months, if not longer, to prepare your applications. So you will also have to write your resume or your curriculum vitae, regardless, depending on which format you choose, and that can take some time. Remember, if this is a school that you really want to get into, make sure you're writing meaningfully and with intent, because if you choose not to spend the time on this, the people that are reading the applications, they're going to be your future professors, and they're going to be people who are screening to see if you are a good fit for this institution. So they're going to be able to tell if you're invested. So you're really going to want to write with meaning and write with intent. Another tip is to, after you finish your application, you might feel that it's kind of a highly personalized document, I find, and you might be sensitive to not wanting to have someone else to read it. However, it's really important that you get a second pair of eyes when you are about to submit your application. Sorry, I'm just distracted because our video has died again, so I'm gonna leave that off and just record. So it's really important to get a second set of eyes when you are applying to a school. Of course, you're going to want anything that you write to be proofread. So this is also something that Homework Help can help with. If you do require some editing or proofreading, get in touch with Homework Help and we can certainly take a look over your application and make any recommendations, or edits that you require. You can also ask a really good friend or a colleague or a parent or even an old professor probably would be likely happy to look over your application. And yeah, so you want to make sure that it's not just you reading it and that you always have a second set of eyes looking at your application, regardless of who it is. Another thing that I just kind of thought about is to, in terms of my last tip that I gave about giving yourself lots of time, applications usually require at least 2 to 3 references, and these tend to be either academic and maybe one personal or work type of reference. Make sure you're choosing your references wisely. You want to make sure that it's someone who knows you pretty well, who knows your work, and who's going to make a good reference for you. You don't want to choose someone who doesn't really know you that well and who couldn't write something specific about you. So, you know, just be give yourself time to do that as well. And the best approach when you're looking for references is to always ask the person first if you can use them as a reference. In particular, when you're doing master's applications, it's likely that they'll have to write something. So, keeping that in mind, just make sure you give yourself lots of time to approach that person or to write them a nice email and request that they support you in your academic future. Another thing to be mindful of when you're writing your applications is don't pretend to be someone else. So it really might be tempting to embellish your accomplishments or write about things that you don't really know about, thinking this will make you seem more appealing. It's like a resume, you know, you're trying to sell yourself in a way, but the truth is if you don't tell the truth about yourself and if you're not being genuine, it'll come through in your writing. And the last thing you want to do when you're applying to a school is to be caught in an untruth. Just let who you are shine through and your skills shine through, and you will likely be accepted to the college or university of your choice. In combination with all of these other strategies, I don't see why not. And like I said, if you do need some more support with something, please let us know at Homework Help and we'd be more than happy to help you out. So when you're writing your application, it's kind of like a resume. Or a cover letter. So when you're writing these types of things, it's not just going to be a list of your skills or accomplishments or things that you've done. It's going to want to be an infused version of all of these things. So make sure that you're using real life examples and experiences to tie in your skills and to demonstrate how you've used these skills. That is how people are going to become engaged and get to know you through your piece of writing. So for example, if you're applying to a master's degree and you have done some research, say you took a sociology course and you conducted a brief survey in your community, use that in your application and demonstrate how you've used research skills in the past. Definitely some applications ask for specific information, make sure that you're always tying it into your real life experiences, and that'll come across as much more genuine, and the people reading at the other end will really get a sense of who you are. So that's kind of all the content that I have specifically in regards to applications. But I wanted to give you a little last tip that can help your applications possibly in the future. So right now, maybe you're an undergrad or maybe you've just finished high school and you don't feel like you have much to contribute. It's possible that maybe you're really engaged as a student and you were involved in all the committees and sports teams, but maybe you weren't. And today, it seems that there is more competition for jobs and that people really are engaged in developing their lives. So you really want to be giving people a reason to find you interesting. So when you graduate from school, become more than just your GPA. So as the job market's becoming more competitive, it's really important to stand out from the crowd. So take some time when you're writing these applications to think about what makes you unique. So have you started your own small business, even if you did it in high school? That's really interesting. Have you been involved with volunteering or starting up a group in your community in some way? Have you been interviewed on a podcast? Do you play a sport? All of these things are what make you unique and things that make you really interesting and that make you stand out from the crowd. So think about the ways that you can use your uniquenesses to promote yourself to your new school. But if you don't feel like you have that much that is unique, can you think of ways that you can start to become more engaged in making yourself more interesting? Well, it might seem like a waste of time to you to join a volleyball team when you're invested in your undergrad. Participation and engagement in those kinds of things can open up so many new opportunities for networking, for meeting new people, and it can definitely increase your interesting factor. So just think about it. If a CEO of a company asks how you've engaged in teamwork, one person discusses a work environment and you relate your experience to a volleyball tournament, that just makes you stand out from the crowd and makes things a little bit different for you and might give you an advantage in a competitive work environment. The same thing applies to college applications. So if you're thinking about potentially applying to a master's or university in some capacity, think about ways that you can make yourself interesting, and it's also going to give you something to look forward to and to live for. So it's really important that we be mindful of how we are more than our jobs and we are more than what we do in school. So make yourself interesting and make yourself appealing to employers and future universities. And it's going to contribute a lot to your life as well. So as I mentioned, if you're looking for more information on how to write your applications, check us out on Medium. We have an accompanying blog post to this video, so we will link that below. And if you have, you can also find links to our website if you do need any support around writing your applications. So that's it for this week. I can't believe it's episode 17 already. I really hope this was of benefit to you. And if you do want to gain any more access to any of our content from Homework Help Global, please visit us on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Google+, and YouTube. We're also on Medium. We write blog posts there. We're on SoundCloud, Anchor, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play in terms of audio. And all you have to do is search Homework Help Global and you will be able to find us. So I hope you guys all have a really great week and I will talk to you soon. See you later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.